Thursdays, we get a chance to chat with State Senators Brad Hawkins and Shelley Shortz. They take turns, and this week it is Ms. Shortz's turn to talk to us, and she's on the line right now with us live from Olympia. Jason?
Yeah, Senator Short, welcome to KPQ, our airwaves. I believe it probably the first time ever you've been on with us, I'm going to say.
It is, and just welcome to the listeners.
Yeah, right. So now this is kind of new to us and also new to you and your district. Your district has probably expanded a bit and has moved in this direction. So tell me, tell the listeners exactly what your district covers, the 7th district in the state Senate.
Sure. Well, through redistricting, we gained nearly all of Douglas County, the northern portion of Grant County, and all of Okanagan County. So we add that to the existing Ferry, Stevens, and Ponderay, and then we go down a little bit into Spokane. So we're actually 1/5 the landmass of Washington State. We are the largest geographic district now.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And you are from a town, or you live in a town called Addy, which I'm looking at here is on the map. It's right by Highway US 395 there.
It is.
Yeah. And so just tell us a little bit about, have you been conversing with people in the new areas of your district here lately?
Absolutely. I'm just so excited to get to know folks and, you know, just help them any way I can and encourage them to communicate with us as well. It's been great. You know, you have phenomenal resources, your orchards, you know, the PUD is doing a lot of hydrogen. You know, just research, which I'm excited for, because I think, you know, I think in the end, as we start looking at how, you know, our utilities, the sources that provide us electricity and, you know, transportation fuel, I think hydrogen's going to be a really key one. So I'm anxious to get to know folks. There's a lot of similarities, a lot of natural resources, you know, agriculture and the like, but I also know there are nuances too. So I'm excited to get to know folks.
It sounds like it's a little better as far as being fairly similar than what the 12th district is right now, because that goes all the way over into the other side of the Cascades, and we were talking with the representatives last week about that, and that's a big change for us for that district there. Sounds like it's a little more, I use the word homogenous, I guess, where you are. Now, tell me, what is it you are focused on right now here as we wind down the second week in the state legislature?
Well, the focus of mine for a long time has been on energy issues. You know, when we think about, you know, our utilities and, you know, providing power and electricity to the citizens of Washington State and in particular our areas. And so I've been really involved in watching, you know, the climate change legislation really carefully and really how that potentially impacts reliability and frankly, affordability. And so over the years, I've served on, you know, the Energy and Environment Committees and just really enjoy those issues. But I think as we, look, we're going to transition, you know, moving forward. I love our state. It's, you know, it's very entrepreneurial. There's a lot of research, a lot of, you know, cutting edge types of things. And I support that. But we need to make sure it works. We need to make sure that the investments that were made decades ago in the systems that we have today that have ushered in agriculture, have ushered in our manufacturing, you know, and just really a lot of people in the country are envious of where we get our electricity and how low it is, you know, in terms of cost. So I'm pretty protective of that, and we need to protect it as we grow and go into, you know, kind of into new technology, new resources. But look, one of our work sessions that we had this past week talked about kind of the future, what that future looks like. And so obviously moving to, you know, nearly all electric. And so that's going to be a huge, huge load growth. We need transmission to do that. We need resources to do that. We also need base load. We need hydro. We need nuclear. I would even argue we still need natural gas. When you look at natural gas today, it meets our emissions performance standards. So as we go through this clean energy development and where we're going, we need to make sure that it can get there in a way that doesn't create chaos. And so when I think of us right now being a net exporter of electricity, you know, they're looking at us being a net importer of electricity. So I have asked Commerce, their energy division, what does that look like? That's a pretty significant change. And so those are issues that are just huge and something I've been working on for a long time and will continue to. Second issue is healthcare. We have amazing healthcare systems, you know, in Northeast and North Central Washington, but I want to make sure that patients have access. I want to make sure they can see their doctors. I want to make sure that they get the treatments they need and they get the prescriptions they need without a lot of interference. And so that those are issues I'm working on as well.
Okay, I want to ask you about, though, the net importing of energy. How do we get there and what's causing that if it does happen?
So I think how we get there, we had the work session. You know, they envision a lot of projects being developed outside of the state of Washington, which, I mean, that's not unusual. You know, we have that now. You think of utilities and their territories. You know, they go into other states, they and then the transmission brings the electricity here. But we've always had excess electricity. And so the change is we're not going to have that as much anymore as we think about adding, you know, adding renewables, intermittent, you know, wind, solar, things like that into the system. So we have to be careful about that. And I kind of think, you know, we should take care of our own business. I feel like we're letting other states do that for us, and I think that's a bad way forward.
All right. Well, then how do you, if it's going to be going to other states for some of this development, and then we become a net importer as we're an exporter now, how do you really, be direct, how do you really, tell me how we stop that and continue to be an exporter?
So I think how we stop it, and really you're going to have some of that. We're going to import some form of electricity. We do that right now. The question is how much. I think where you get there is, you know, we in this state say reducing emissions, we need to make significant impacts in that. So my thought would be, okay, as utilities, let them figure out how they get there. Don't say you need to go do it and then tell them how to do it. And the unfortunate thing with the way the legislation has passed in recent years with, like, the Climate Commitment Act and things like that, like, it puts a moratorium on hydro. And I'm like, why would you do that? You know, you are going to need hydro in the future. Maybe it's not a new project, but maybe it's turbine upgrades, or maybe it's irrigation canals, and you figured out how to harness that, you know, that energy from that water. So I feel like my answer would be we need more tools. We shouldn't just preclude natural gas as long as it meets our clean emission standards. We need to continue to allow these things to happen as our electricity, you know, as we look to energy sources to grow and to become more carbon, you know, carbon free. I think also nuclear is going to play a big part in that. You think of the Tri-Cities and the, you know, the research labs and small modular nuclear. I know it's a ways away yet, but I think that's definitely part of it. So as we look to projects, the key is we need baseload generation. We need those resources when the sun doesn't shine, you know, and the wind doesn't blow, and we need to make sure that it's available when we need it. So I think there needs to be more balance there. That would be the way I would go.
So are you referring to the nuclear fusion, the big breakthrough here lately, when you were talking about nuclear power?
I have not, but I'm anxious. I love reading anything energy and understanding, you know, what other areas are looking at.
Okay. So that begs a question. You were talking about how maybe some of the government here in Washington, some of the laws that are passed, bills that are passed, are kind of pushing it forward maybe too fast, or are making changes that don't need to be done and, you know, ixnaying out maybe hydro. Now, Governor Inslee, this is kind of related, not the same thing. We're talking about cars here. He wants to pretty much outlaw the new sales of fossil fuel cars, you know, gas and diesel-powered cars by the year 2035. Is that kind of a problem, or is that okay?
Oh, it's a problem. It's a problem if you live in rural areas where you and I live. Look, I'm not against, you know, electric vehicles. I think in a lot of places they make sense. Again, let's not push the consumer in a certain direction. Let the consumer decide. Let's let the market decide. But when you think of the areas we live in and how long, you know, how far a lot of folks that live in our communities may live from where they work, you know, they need reliable transportation. And then where are your charging stations going to be? And if they're in your residential neighborhoods, you know, is there power available, you know, given how significant those energy needs are? And so, look, we're going to continue to develop it. I know there's transportation projects that are considered along the highway to put in charging stations like every 50 miles. We know hydrogen's going to be a big deal. I'm actually excited about that. I think that's going to be a key technology going forward, especially for your larger trucks, your semis, your farm, you know, equipment and all of that. But we need, we can't set an arbitrary date and not see that. You need to see what the market forces look like. You need to see all of these different things. I think we can get there, but the key is the time. And the concern I have for 2035 is a very arbitrary date. Look, the cars are still very expensive. The battery technology, there's challenges, especially in cold weather. So I think the technology is going to continue to develop, but let's not set arbitrary dates.
Okay, now quickly, I want to ask you about some of the bills that you're following, and then I want to quickly after that talk about how you're communicating and what the people of, say, Douglas County, the new constituents you have, are how you're interacting with them and what are their interests that you are picking up on. First, though, some of the bills you're following yourself.
So basically, a lot, obviously, in the energy field, serving on an environment. I also serve on local government, and so I'm very, very engaged in land use, you know, legislation, the Growth Management Act, all of those things, and really how they hamper, you know, communities being able to decide where their development is and housing. Housing is a huge issue. Following that, too, actually, there's some really good bipartisan proposals out there that I'm hoping are going to help, you know, when it comes to housing. We know that there's a significant need, really high homeless. So those are all things that I'm following right now.
Okay, and then your interaction with, say, some of your new constituents, and what are their concerns and what are their priorities, say, here in Douglas County?
So, so we communicate. There's several ways. Obviously, people can call into our office. They can send us emails. You know, I return phone calls. I do newsletters, you know, during session that people can, they can go onto my website and sign up for those. And we'll be having a teletown hall coming up, but I also know we're going to be doing in-person town halls as well. Don't know those dates yet. And I'm thinking in the future, you know, after session, of maybe looking at like some mobile office hours where I come into a community, you know, might be at a library, we'll figure out the setting, where I can, you know, I can let folks know that I'm in their community and they can come and visit with me in person. So I'm excited to do all of that. And the things I've been hearing, you know, people are concerned about housing. You know, they're concerned about the cost of living, you know, and inflation. And how is the state adding to that? How is the state burdening, you know, our small businesses? And on the environmental side, you know, just the continued push to overregulate agriculture. You know, whether you're that farmer, that rancher, orchardist, yeah, it's just like nonstop. Ecology is nonstop. Fish and wildlife is nonstop. And so those are issues that I've been hearing.
Oh, great. All right, that about does it for this round. It's been great talking to you. First time ever. Senator Shelley Short of the 7th District, and I'll be talking to you every other week for all 105 days of the legislature. Looking forward to the next time in a couple of weeks, Senator.
I look forward to it, too. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks for being with us.